Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and today I wanted to talk about something that I'm going to refer to as the confidence plateau. So a lot of us do hit plateaus when we reach the intermediate stage in a language. And I've talked about this a lot retrospectively about my many other language learning experiences. But I want to talk about it today in regards to what's happening to me right now and the current plateau that I'm trying to work through with my Indonesian. So as you guys know, I'm about a month now into my Java travels. I went through Jakarta and Bandung, and now I'm in Yogyakarta or Jogja. And next week, I'm going to continue traveling to other places. And I kind of toned down the intensity on my language learning so I could catch up on other routines like gym and work. And I'm actually surprised that this city I'm in, there are more tourists than I thought there would be. And because I'm in a university area, the level of English is much better than I was expecting. So in one way, that's good because it's a good place to ease in before I go much deeper. But on the other hand, it means I have not gotten the level of practice in the language that I had wanted, because a lot of people are able to switch to English. And when you're not quite at the fluent stage yet, then they do have an upper hand and you're more likely to do it in English. And my Indonesian is actually better than it was before, but I still have this big barrier that I could push through. There are many, many times when I bump into someone who speaks English and I'm still able to keep practice in my target language. And the main reason I'm not doing that is very simply just a confidence barrier that's in place, because I have the skills. And whenever I've gone into places where at first I'll try a conversation in Indonesian and I don't understand what they say, and then they say it in English, I realized I understood every single word that they said. I just wasn't piecing it together because I was kind of telling myself, you know, you don't understand, so maybe you should switch to English. And it's just this negative voice in my head was the reason I didn't understand, rather than an actual lack of vocabulary or skills, because I did understand what they were saying. I was just preventing myself from embracing that I do understand it. So this confidence barrier really holds you back. And I feel like that's the place I'm at right now, where I have this kind of self-fulfilling prophecy when I tell myself I don't understand, and that makes me not understand, even though I know the words they're saying to me. And the way I've decided to fix this is after taking several weeks of a break, because I did do it extremely intensively for the first 2 months of the project, where I was doing like 8 hours a day of Indonesian. I kind of needed to recharge my batteries, and I've done that. I've had a chance to work on other things. And now I feel like I need to give it a boost, because even though I'm in the country and there are ample opportunities for me to practice, the problem is, as someone traveling solo, most of those practice opportunities are extremely brief. You know, like when I signed up for the gym, I had an opportunity there, but that only lasted for a minute. And, you know, when I go for food or a coffee, those are also very brief exchanges. So because of that, I'm not getting that momentum that helps me to eventually tell myself, you can do this, you can have this conversation. And I have that momentum whenever I have my spoken lessons. So I was going very light on spoken lessons over the last month or so, and I've decided I've definitely need to boost them up again. Because during the spoken lessons, in that first minute, I absolutely still have that confidence barrier where I'm not really understanding what the teacher is saying to me. But then after a minute, I remind myself, you know this language, you know what they're saying, you can be imaginative and try to use your limited vocabulary in other ways, and I get that momentum back. And then I hold it for the entire length of the language lesson, which may be an entire half an hour or an hour. And I think that's kind of what's missing when you're at an intermediate stage. You're not going to have so many opportunities for long conversations. Most of those chances are short. And because of that, it's like you're starting up a car to drive uphill. You've got no momentum. And so it's a struggle just to get started. Whereas if you're driving a car 90 miles an hour down the highway, then that's different, because to continue going 90 miles an hour requires a lot less effort than trying to get up there in the first place. So it's kind of like that with language learning, especially at the intermediate stage. And this, I feel, is one reason why a lot of us hit plateaus. So maybe you're at a plateau in your language where you feel you're past all the basics. You know you can talk about a lot of things, but it just doesn't quite get off the ground. And I feel like if you're giving yourself just brief encounters, then it's very hard to get that extra confidence. So even though I'm in the country and I have lots of immersion opportunities around me, I've decided I'm still going to go back and do at least 2 lessons a week that are up to an hour each. And that's going to give me that momentum. So hopefully very soon I'll push through that lack of confidence where I know what they're saying to me. I'm just telling myself that I don't. And then I should, in those brief conversations, have that full boost of confidence and be able to push through and be happy with the brief conversations and move my way on to non-language lesson, longer conversations. I have tried that a couple of times. I've tried to meet up with some people, practice my Indonesian. But again, the confidence barrier holds me back in that first minute. So I know I'm going to get that confidence back with my language lessons. And I feel like I can update you guys soon enough to say that I've maybe pushed through this initial barrier. There are other plateaus that come into play when you're trying to work through the intermediate level. But when you theoretically have the language skills and you just feel like you don't understand, I know that's where I am, because when they repeat it to me in English in a coffee shop or whatever, I'm kicking myself because I'm like, when I replay what they said to me, I know what they actually said. Anyway, that's my plan. I'm going to boost up my language lessons, and hopefully in a future update, I can tell you guys I'm at the stage where I'm much smoother having those conversations. And it's okay if you get hit with a plateau. I know I've been through this many, many times. I've started learning languages like 13 years ago, more or less. I've hit this plateau over and over again, and I know I can work through it. So I'm going to just push through and work through it right now. And that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. I'll give you further updates on how my Indonesian goes and how my travels go through Indonesia. And I'm really enjoying it so far, but I need to have that confidence boost. And I feel like I should honestly tell you guys that's where I'm at, even though it's not a language skills issue. And I'm going to try and get that momentum back up again. So yeah, thanks so much for listening, as always. And you can get more in-depth tips from me and the rest of the Fluent in 3 Months team during our coaching. So don't forget to check out our bootcamp, and that's at languagehacking.com/BC, where I help people with the specific issues they're having in the place they are in their language learning. And I'd be very happy to work with you to help you boost your language skills, especially because now we're a few months off the summer, so it's a good time to kick off a language project, I would say. So thanks as always, and until the next time, happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.